This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Normally, the month of Ramadan is marked for Muslim families with evening gatherings at the mosque, time with friends and family, and after fasting all day, big meals at night. But much of that's changed this year, as COVID-19 has kept most people in their homes and halted large gatherings. There are about 4,000 to 6,000 Muslims who are living in Vermont. So what does the month of Ramadan feel like this year? VPR digital producer Elodie Reed has been looking into that, and to talk more about it, she joins me now. Hey, Elodie.
Hey, Henry.
So to start, I mentioned some of the traditions that are associated with Ramadan, but can you tell us a little bit more about what it's like in a normal year?
So from those I spoke to, it's sort of this dichotomy in a normal year. It's quiet, contemplative, almost austere during the day, and it's more communal and full of food and life at night. I'll let Middlebury College's associate chaplain and Muslim advisor Saifa Hussein explain more.
A lot of imams say that all these Muslims they've never even seen just come out of the woodwork, and like suddenly the mosques are full, but you never see them throughout the year. But at that point, the mosque is just like brimming with like all of these like people with like full bellies burping throughout prayer. And
she said it's just this really heartwarming time where people come together.
And so then how are Muslim communities adapting this year when they can't gather in the same way? How are prayers and meals being done?
So like everyone else, Muslims have to stay home from the mosque. The Islamic Society of Vermont, which is in South Burlington, did ask for an exception to see if they could still hold services, but they can't. While drive-in services are allowed, that doesn't really work for a mosque. Muslims pray in a line. They stand, they bow, they prostrate themselves, and you can't do that in your car. So people are mostly staying at home, praying at home, and eating at home. The imam at the Islamic Society of Vermont is live streaming some services. But according to religious scholars, he can't actually live stream prayers. That's not allowed. Mm.
And so then with these changes, how do those that you spoke to feel about Ramadan this year?
So I'll let Saifa Hussein talk again. She just talked about how it is a time of sadness and anxiousness.
There is an emptiness, like an emptying. I don't want to say an emptiness, but an emptying of that community. And it's more muted. It's like that quietude is, in the day, is extended to the night as well.
On the other hand, she also talked about there being this sense of beauty in this retreat at home. When I was with her, I actually photographed her praying. I was standing outside her house. She was praying inside her house. And it was this sort of profound moment of intimacy. So there's two sides to it.
And finally, Elodie, the governor's stay-home order expires on Friday, and Ramadan, though, lasts for about another week after that. So, I mean, for the meal portion of this, I mean, are people planning to gather again?
So, from what I understand from Imam Islam Hassan, that is the hope. To be honest, we didn't talk about the specifics of how you eat in a mass gathering of people. But he did say, at least for the service portion, the plan is to have people wear face masks, to have them pray 6 feet apart. And there's already hand sanitizer dispensers in the entry to the mosque.
Okay, so some things could resume for the final week of Ramadan. That's VPR digital producer Elodie Reed, and you can read her story and see some really incredible photos at our website, vpr.org. Elodie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.